You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Estee Lauder Company has recently released the voice-enabled makeup assistant, which uses artificial intelligence to help blind and partially sighted people touch up their makeup. I'm now joined by Michael Smith, the Chief Information Officer, and Monica Rastogi, Executive Director of Corporate Culture, Relevancy and Inclusion and Diversity, both from Estee Lauder. Thank you both for joining me here today.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, very simply, what does the app do?
The voice makeup assistant application is a first of its kind artificial intelligence powered mobile app that helps visually impaired users more easily and confidently apply makeup. So it uses voice instruction technologies to assist the user in makeup application. You know, the users receive audio feedback, tips on whether their lipstick, eyeshadow, foundation is evenly applied. And using artificial intelligence, this app really identifies where makeup is applied on a user's face. It assesses whether it's uniform or is it within the boundaries, all of that for application and coverage of the makeup. And so it identifies any areas on the face that may require more accurate application. And, you know, it really describes where those touch-ups might be needed. And so, you know, our focus has really been on usability. We've tried to make the application as intuitive as possible so that there's really little to no learning curve. And, this is the first version of the app. We're excited to start with this functionality. And, you know, we're gathering and incorporating the community's feedback that's really important to us and continue to deliver additional capabilities in near future releases.
And the fact that there must be an awful lot going into that AI to make sure that everything's taking over and working properly. What went into the making of this app? And initially, why was it made?
It was made because our goal is to be the most inclusive beauty company in the world. And we recognized that there are millions and millions of people that don't have full access to makeup and self-expression independently. And it was a real need that we felt like needed to be met. In terms of the AI and what went into it, we've spent a couple of years really building artificial intelligence and AR platform that really understands and digitizes the face and is responsive to many, many needs. We believe this is something that can drive many needs, meeting many needs across the community.
And Monica, I've heard you say elsewhere that the beauty industry is at an early stage of bringing in the inclusivity for blind and partially sighted people and other disabilities as well to make it more accessible for everyone across the board. Just how important do you think that apps like the VMA are to improving that and also reflecting, as Michael said, the diversity of your customer base?
Yeah, well, you know, as Michael said, you know, we strive on the idea that we want to be the most inclusive beauty company in the world. And if we think about that, and we think about the fact that disabled and neurodiverse communities are really the biggest minority population in the world, how can we not include them as consumers sort of in the journey? But I think as an industry, we are in nascent stages when it comes to inclusion. I think disability inclusion is starting to bubble up as a bigger topic. But I think what needs to happen and what's amazing about this app is that this is an app that has proprietary Estee Lauder Company's technology. However, it is an app that can be used with products from any beauty brand, any makeup brand, really thinking about how can we advance this idea of disability inclusion across the industry. And I think the key to it is it's not something that sits with tech or it's not something that sits with ID&E, but really how do we think about it holistically across our business? What are we doing across education? What are we doing when we think about our stores, you know, when we think about online, and really kind of tasking everybody in the organization to really think about all those touch points, because that's the only way that you're going to really be able to drive progress and, you know, sort of that inclusive element. And I think one of the things we also think about is around this idea of inclusive design or inclusive experiences. If you can improve an experience for people, for instance, if I use an example, very simple, if you increase font size on a website or in store, you're actually improving the experience for someone like myself who wears glasses so that I have better visibility. But then you're also including people who maybe have never been a part of the conversation, who haven't felt included. So this idea of how can you improve an experience for all and bring in people who feel like they've never been included or a part of the conversation.
Yeah, and even tiny things like increasing the font size or even giving people the option to increase the font size, it doesn't take an awful lot of effort on the back end to make it, but it does make a massive difference. And as you said, makes people feel included. Is it a case of be the change that you want to see in the world?
Yeah, you know, I think you have to start somewhere. And I think while we are at nascent stages, I think this app is incredible as first of its kind, but it is one step. And I think sometimes there is this discomfort or what if I don't get it all right? But you have to go out there, you have to try. And I think, you know, like I said, with this app, you know, we're trying to not only make progress for ourselves in this world of disability inclusion, but really thinking about the industry. So I think absolutely, if you can empower people, you know, makeup should be fun. Makeup should make people, you know, feel confident, feel good. And so if we can do that through something like this incredible app, you know, it's kind of going to the core of why people want to engage with the beauty industry in general.
Yeah. And to Monica's point, this is just the first step, not just for this app, but really our entire inclusive tech agenda. We have a team focused on inclusive tech and how do we leverage technology to continue to make beauty more and more accessible.
Fantastic stuff. Well, finally, if any of our listeners would like to download the voice-enabled makeup assistant, where can they do so?
The app is actually available on the Apple App Store in the UK currently. It's compatible with iPhones 8 and above, and you have to have iOS 14.1. But while it's, you know, on the App Store today in the UK, it is targeted to launch on Google Play within the next year and across other markets in the near future. So definitely watch this space. And we encourage, you know, all of your listeners to really download the app, to use it, but to also feedback. You know, as with all apps, you know, we can only get better as we reiterate and we get feedback from the community. On the app, you can actually feedback on demand using a voice command, and you can open settings and then you can select feedback from the menu, and then you'll be able to share comments with the team. And you can also, of course, leave reviews on the App Store.
Well, Michael Smith and Monica Rastogi from Estee Lauder Company, thank you so much for joining me here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you, David.
Thank you so much, David.